This is JIS News. Coming up, government to work towards 2% economic growth target, local government bill passed, and number portability to meet May 31 deadline. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community.
Let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces.
So our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun, and bond together.
So come on, Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love.
Nurturing our children. Labor Day, May 25th.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government will work assiduously to achieve the 2% economic growth target projected by the International Monetary Fund, IMF mission team to Jamaica. Dr. Phillips says while government calculations suggest that the economy will grow by 1.6% during the current fiscal year, the IMF's target is attainable as long as the government continues to abide by the economic reform program.
We expect this growth to be evident in the agricultural sector, mining, quarrying, construction, the services sector, which includes hotels and restaurants, transportation, storage and communications, and other services.
The finance minister was speaking at the IMF quarterly review press conference at the Ministry of Finance on Tuesday. The minister also notes that the economy is showing several signs of improvement, including a 2014-2015 fiscal year inflation rate of 4%, the lowest in 48 years. There has also been a decline in the current account deficit of the balance of payments from 13.4% of GDP in 2011-2012 to 5.9% in 2014-2015, with further narrowing down to 2.4% anticipated for 2015-2016. A bill which seeks to entrench local government in the Constitution was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Constitution Amendment Local Government Act got the support of 57 members, 41 from the government side and 16 from the opposition, while 6 members declined to vote. Under the legislation, local authorities will be given the ability to perform regulatory functions to facilitate the management, improvement and development of resources of local communities. The bill also allows Parliament to make provision for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and to provide for the holding of local government elections.
The government is committed not only to the amendments that we're doing now to the Constitution to enshrine local government, but the companion bills, and we are working assiduously to bring it to Parliament as soon as possible.
Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell. The legislation is in keeping with recommendations made in the August 1993 report on the Constitution of Jamaica and the May 1995 final report of the Joint Select Committee of the Houses of Parliament on Constitutional and Electoral Reform. June 1 will be the effective date for the full rollout of number portability in Jamaica. The initiative will meet the Sunday, May 31 deadline, but will not become operational until Monday, June 1. Number portability will see Jamaicans having the ability to switch networks while maintaining their phone numbers. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the initiative will encourage further competition and reduction of prices. He adds that persons wishing to change their service provider will be able to do so at no charge.
In fact, the law now prohibits a charge by the donor provider to the customer, apart from those where there are agreements that govern the service previously to the porting. The incoming provider has the option, but we are aware that it would be foolhardy for them to impose charges. And at least one of the companies, they've already indicated to us that they will not be charging customers for porting.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. In the meantime, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining will be launching a public education campaign aimed at creating awareness about number portability. The campaign will be launched today following a media sensitization session at the Courtly Hotel in New Kingston.
We are starting a major public education program because it does sound a bit technical, but we intend to reduce it in a simple format so that the ordinary Jamaican can appreciate, can understand, and can go through the process.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.